Time to talk Colton Wildcat football. Justin Fluke with you, joined again this week by head coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats drop a tough game to open the season at home against Nemaha Central last week, 35-28, the final score. But four league changes, coach. Felt like you were playing catch-up, I know, through a lot of the night, and I know both teams felt like they probably missed a lot of opportunities. But what were kind of your biggest takeaways and just overall reaction, I guess, after last Friday night?
Well, it was certainly a disappointing loss, but there were a lot of good things we did offensively, especially, and we just have to be more consistent, and we had to deal with a few cramps and some illness and some of that stuff, but we kind of got through it and found a way to the end. And defensively, they came out and did some things that we really hadn't prepared for. Had we played them a little later in the season, we'd have been better prepared for it, and I thought that really got them over the hump offensively to come out and run their double wing and some beer stuff that we couldn't really be ready for at this point in the season.
Defensively, I guess you talk about having to adjust quite a bit during the course of that game, but did you feel like tackling, obviously the running back had quite a few yards, and you made the comment after the game that he seemed to drag some defenders with him. Has that been a big emphasis, I guess? Is it more just wrapping up, or what are the keys, I guess, to knocking down on that a little?
Well, I think he is a big physical back, and I think he's going to break tackles everywhere. And there was times where we tackled really well, and other times, I think it was really just we weren't playing fast. We were unsure what we were doing and just kind of late to the tackle.
As far as the offense goes, you did showcase, the big play ability. I know you feel like that's certainly a potential for your team this year with Garrison Booth breaking off a 92-yard touchdown run. Depth probably came into play, though, a little bit quicker than you imagined. You mentioned the cramping issues. Is that an area that you feel like you hope to establish a little more backfield depth as the season goes on?
Well, we felt like we did have some depth going into it, and all those guys got in the same situation at the same time, and we knew that was a possibility early in the season, and as we go through the season, I think that'll get better.
What about the play of the linemen overall, offensively, defensively? I know you were able to rotate a few guys in and give some different guys some breathers. How did you feel like overall the line and some different guys at some different spots performed?
Well, I think with the lack of experience we had, we did a lot of nice things, and sometimes we don't know what we're doing wrong at this point, and the effort was good, and there were times where we blocked really well and got off blocks. So they're going to grow a lot. They're going to improve a lot. So I thought that was a really good start for them against as big a team as we had to play.
Holton back at it this week. Another home game against Big 7 foe Savetha. We'll preview that matchup when we continue here on the Wildcat Football Locker Room Chat. Justin Flukebank joined by Coach Brooks Barta. The Holton Wildcats home again against the Savetha Blue Jays this week. Coach, how's the team responded? I know it's always an interesting week whenever you have the Labor Day holiday and JV game on Tuesday, but overall, I guess, since the game that we broke down last Friday, how's the team responded and things been here this week?
Well, it is a different schedule, and you don't get quite as much done with that alternate schedule, it feels like, but I thought we had a good week. We had some illness again this week, and luckily, we have some other guys that can step in and get us through practice. And, by the end of the week, hopefully we're a better team. They do things that we struggled with the other night. So we put a lot of work into that. Hopefully that shows up for us Friday night.
Your schedule is pretty tough, but especially it seems like early in the season. Do you like, I guess, having another very quality opponent here to try to bounce back and be at home again here in week number two?
Well, I think to play really good teams is always a struggle for us. It takes us a while to get our timing and our execution down on our offense, and we do a lot of things defensively, and that takes some time to get comfortable. So it's definitely a challenge to play the two teams that we've played this early in the season. But, it should make you better, and we should come out the other side. District comes around really quick this year, and we're going to have to be ready for that.
What do you feel like the biggest challenges are that Savetha presents and kind of keys to this matchup Friday?
Well, they like to hang on to the ball, and if you let them do that, don't get them to third and long situations. They can do that, and then they play very sound on defense. They don't give anything away. They wait for you to make a mistake, and we can't afford to do that.
Feel like the leadership has been there and keeping the team focused on the end goal, I guess, and not letting a week one loss affect them too much here as you get ready now for this game.
Well, I think we have a little more focus, and I think we're expecting each other to focus. And if that's happening, we're starting to develop leadership and come together and try to do things together. And that's very important for what we do. And that's the product we want to put in on the field and in life. So we'll continue to work on that.
Coach, look forward to the game against Sabetha Friday night. Thanks for your time. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Head Coach Brooks Barta of the Holton Wildcats, the weekly locker room chats on KNZA, are sponsored by Boomer Steakhouse, by Community Healthcare System, the Family Clinic, and also by the Farmer State Bank of Holton.